Hey, Jasmine Glazer, how are you today?
Not too bad, just finishing off track racing here.
Yeah, you just were in the points race and we were tracking and you were looking good. You came up, you moved up from 8th to 4th or 3rd, I think. Tell us about the race and what happened.
I kind of just eased my way into the race a little bit, looking for the right move to go up the track and take off, and I was able to find that, and then after that, started going for the sprints, and at one point I was moved into third place, but then with every nation having three riders in the race, it becomes a little bit of a little bit more tactical than normal, so
sure.
Definitely a first in that respect, and had two teammates in the race as well, and
yep.
We went into it pretty open-minded, but after I took the lap, they were happy to help me out, so we tried our best, and in the end, it definitely wasn't what I was hoping for, but did my best out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's tough, and you have a lot of competitors that are all trying to do the same thing, and we were rooting for you. So this is your first Commonwealth Games, right?
Yes.
So how does it compare? I mean, you've obviously been at the Worlds, and I think you have a silver from the Worlds, and the World Cup, you've done well. How does this event compare?
Well, the Commonwealth Games has been definitely a novel experience. There's some fierce competition between the Commonwealth countries, and you definitely, even though a lot of that is kind of between England and Australia, you feel the backlash of it in the races. So it's been, you can just tell that the other teams are, they came here guns blazing, and we did our fair share of preparation. And the track racing, just maybe we haven't gotten the results that we were hoping for, but, we've been in the mix every day.
Yep.
Kind of showing that, our Canadian squad is not just one rider deep. We always have three competitive riders in every race.
Yeah, no, it's true. I know the results aren't exactly what you hoped for, but still, you're in the mix, like you said, and we've seen some good results from the guys making the finals in some of the new team configurations. How have you found your season as well on the road? I mean, you've been riding for TIPCO, which is new for you this year, I believe.
And it's my second year in TIPCO.
Sorry, you're right, your second year. And how have you found that in combining your track as well?
I definitely am really passionate about both. This road season has been pretty tough because, the track season went September to March, so pretty much 6 months of training and competing and being on the road, and that's definitely tough to recover from, and jumping back into the road and, wanting to do all those races, and now, I feel like I'm just kind of getting into the road and already looking towards the next track season.
Sure.
But it's for me still. I think I have a lot of development that I can still do as a rider, and so getting out there and getting that race experience is always key.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's juggling a lot, and we've been tracking you on the road, and you've had some pretty good results there as well. What's up for you after the Commonwealth Games?
I'll be racing in Europe with TIPCO, so we'll be hoping to qualify for the World Team Time Trial.
Right.
And me personally, I'm hoping to represent Canada as well as at Road Worlds. And then pretty much transition straight into the track season. So with the Milton Velodrome opening in mid-October, that'll be, exciting to follow Canadian cycling. And it's definitely for the track team moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. The Milton Velodrome is big on the radar for all of us. Are you racing in the road races coming up?
Yeah, I'll be doing the time trial and the road race.
Very good. Well, we wish you all the best, Jasmine. Thanks for spending time. We hope that you're able to reach the podium, and we want to thank you for spending time with us.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.